So, can you just talk to a little bit more about your new startup and what was it? How did it get to where it is at the moment?
Just to give your listeners a little bit of context, because it is a bit of an obscure thing. I've had to comment many a time how niche it is and how it is that way. The product that we are working on and the solution that we're trying to create is for something that is in pretty much everybody's home, throughout Australia and in most Western countries. So if you've got carpet in your home and you want to go and see exactly what I'm talking about, you can grab a pair of pliers and pull up the carpet in the corner of the room, and you'll see a plywood strip there with a bunch of pins in it, right? So that product there is called Grip or Tack Strip or Smooth Edge, and it's used to stretch and fit carpets. And my experience in the flooring industry, I grew up doing it. My dad was a carpet layer, my older brother was a carpet layer. I went and did my apprenticeship before I came to the University of Newcastle. And my experience with this product was that there was a severe lack of quality control. So as a layer, you'd purchase these products, you'd go out to your jobs, you'd open them up, you'd start to use them. And either they would have a number of different issues that made them far more difficult to work with than they should be, or they'd be just unusable.
And what do you mean? Were they sort of broken? Were they rusty? Were they dangerous? What was wrong with them?
Well, I mean, I've had boxes where you won't even get any of you won't get any of the pins that are supposed to that are used as that anchor point. You won't get any of the nails that are used to anchor the stick to the floor. You also, I mean, when the plywood isn't dried properly to the proper standard, the moisture that's retained within that plywood starts to rust the pins before you even pull it out of the box. So I've pulled sticks out of the box that had already started to grow mold.
So this is almost like an occupational health problem in this.
Definitely.
In this, and obviously that's not with all providers, but this is your lived experience, which is valid. So okay, so keep going. So you thought this needs to be solved, and you're from this background where you've done this stuff. You actually.
The biggest problem is when the product is installed in your home, it becomes a permanent addition. But the problem is that stick, over the decades that it's installed in your home, will be exposed to moisture.
So how did that become a startup?
And so the solution that we had, or that I had come up with, was to replace that material of plywood with plastics. Now that solves all of the durability and mold issues, but then you start to explore different areas and opportunities for value. And then that's when the addition of using recycled material came in.